going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of Tariq Radio. I am your gracious host. My name is Tariq. Glad to have everybody tuning in. We're going to chop it up as we always do on today's broadcast. Today's broadcast, ladies and gentlemen, is brought to you by Soul Greeting Cards. It's the holiday season, and you need to go get a Soul Greeting Card at soulgreetingcards.com. The holiday season is when you shop for greeting cards to send to your loved one. Check out Soul Greetings. They feature cards inspired by some of the favorite legends and icons of our culture. For Christmas, birthdays, Valentine's, for mom and dad anniversaries, go to soulgreetingcards.com. Also, you need to shop at oxywellness.com to experience the natural benefits of what CBD can do for you and your health and your well-being. The CBD products can help you out with your ailments, inflammation, everything in between. So go to oxywellness.com. That's OXZWELLNESS.com, ladies and gentlemen. Almost misspelled it. Damn. But anyway, guys, we're here. We're going to take a real quick commercial break. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about this impeachment thing, so y'all don't move a muscle. We'll be right back on Tariq Radio.
Yo, you still ain't getting women? Really? Come on, son. You need to go to badboymembership.com and step up your game. What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game, and I'm telling you that if you really want to attract beautiful women, you need to go to badboymembership.com. This is where you get 45 through 90 minute step-by-step dating advice tutorials every month. Just sign up, follow the advice, and you'll get the woman you want. Go to badboymembership.com. That's badboymembership.com.
The Hurricane Report is a news website dedicated to lovingly serving the Black American community. Go to our website, h-report.news. Subscribe to us. Follow us on Instagram at h_REEEPOORT, Twitter at the H-Report2, and share the articles. You can purchase merch, donate, or drop us a line through our contact form. Go to h-report.news. Take action and maintain freedom.
If you are looking for a great Christmas gift for your kids, order Gifted and Lit. Gifted and Lit is educational programming that uses hip-hop and cartoons to teach children mathematics, science, language arts, and more. Order their bundle deals at giftedandlit.com. Remember, that is giftedandlit.com.
The year is 2079. The futuristic nation of New Albion has been created to maintain a new racial apartheid system. There is a planned genocide that is going to target the nation's black population. A small group of black revolutionaries band together to launch guerrilla warfare attacks against their oppressors. Do they fail, or do they succeed? Find out the answer by reading the book, Avoid the Machines, the new novel by author Scotty Vasco. Avoid the Machines, now available on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com.
You are now listening to the incredible, the legendary, Tariq Nasheed.
A nasty, vile, gutter snipe. Right up out the hood.
On Tariq Radio.
Where is JJ getting all this cash?
Oh, we're back. We're back. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Glad to have y'all tuning in. How you doing, family? Hope you guys are having a good holiday. Hope you're with your kin folks, with your family, with your loved ones, for whatever holiday you celebrate, Christmas, Kwanzaa, Feliz Navidad, whatever you celebrate, that is what it is. I want to thank everybody for getting the holiday package. The Hidden Colors, we had a very quick sale, but a very prosperous sale because a lot of folks got it. And we actually sold out of the Hidden Colors ones. We still got the other DVDs, but we sold so many copies of that package, we sold out of the Hidden Colors ones. Luckily, we're stocked up on everything else, but we're waiting on the ones to come back so that we can finish sending everybody's orders, because we had a quick sale And I thought we'd probably get a few hundred people because it was only going to be a weekend sale. Man, we got a few thousand people buying that package. So we quickly sold out, but a lot of people got, we sent half of that. So after the holidays, other people are going to get their package. So y'all stay put. And another thing too, because we had this weekend sale, everybody was rushing to get it. And look, I've been having people at my office working like, oh man, people have been in and out of my office. Man, we had to bring on a whole bunch of other people. It looked like a sweatshop. Layla and Bree was clowning, saying all the people in the back, it looked like a sweatshop in there because we had people just around the clock shipping these things out. And because it was a rush, a lot of people would buy it, but they would put the wrong address or not put the correct address. So we got a few, damn near 100 people who would buy it and then hit us back up like, oh man, I put my college address. I don't live there no more. I live back in Georgia. Can you do that? And dude, that slows up the whole process. Next time I do a sale like that, I want to make sure, I'm going to specify, I'm going to drive this home. Everybody, please, 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 please put your correct address on the order form. Put your correct address in PayPal. People be not putting their apartment numbers and stuff like that. Please, 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 when you order, please, 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 put your apartment number, all your stuff, because that delays everything. And then these people don't put their apartment numbers up, then they call my office mad, talking crazy at Fatima and everybody. Hey man, I ordered the Maggie's package in August. It's December and I ain't got nothing. What kind of, this is why I don't do business with black people. You get that bullshit. This is why black people, you know why black people don't prosper? Because of things like this. Brother, what's your address? 4915 Mockingbird Lane. Okay, we just looked it up. What's your apartment number? Oh, I didn't put the apartment in, my bag. So you didn't put your damn apartment number, and then you want to call us complaining about black businesses. Put your goddamn apartment number on the order form. People be forgetting they live in an apartment. You've been in the project so long, you forget. You forget. You think this shit is a condo. No, nigga, you still live in the projects. It's apartment HC for Hidden Colors, nigga. Your apartment is the name of the movie. HC, just like in Good Times. They stay. What was the apartment number for the Evans family? It was a specific apartment number. I forgot what it was, but shit. Put your apartment numbers and your full addresses on, because they, family, this is why some of y'all orders be delayed, because they be calling our office with confusion. They be killing us, man. We be trying our best, but you know, these are folks, we love them. We love them, we love them. But anyway, again, we're going to get those, all the packages out after the holidays, because we sold out of HC1s, but everybody don't trip. You're going to get your packages. We sent out half of them, so you're going to get your packages after the holidays, and it is what it is. It is what it is. So today, let's talk about that impeachment that they've been talking about all day yesterday. And speaking of Good Times, before I go into that, speaking of Good Times and speaking of the impeachment, did y'all see yesterday they had a live episode of a remake of Good Times? They did a live version of it. It was horrible. Let's not even play games. Oh, it was so horrible. I tried to watch it because I was a fan of the Good Times series, but they did a live thing on ABC. And a lot of the earlier showings of the live thing, it was interrupted by the impeachment information, but it was very bad. It was very, very bad. I don't even know why they did it. I didn't even finish the rest. It just was not good, and I don't know why they did it. Yeah, it wasn't even a good episode to reenact. There were so many other episodes on Good Times they could have reenacted. I don't know why they chose that one, but it just didn't. I don't know what they did that for. I don't know what they did it for. So, but anyway, I don't know. Some things don't need to be touched, and you should get all comedians to do it. I know they had Tiffany Haddish playing Willona, but something like that, you better get all comedians to do it. To really, the Wayans family, they did their own version of it, which was funny, actually, because they were clowning. So it was funny. You dig? But it is what it is. It is what it is. But anyway, about this impeachment, a lot of folks were celebrating because of the impeachment of Trump. The Democrats went in and they finally got the impeachment of Trump. And basically, let's be clear about this impeachment. It's really just the formality. It's really nothing, to be honest. It's really nothing. They can't remove Trump because you need another hearing to actually remove Trump from office. So basically, this was something to kind of smear his record. Having an impeachment on your record is a bad look, but they can't really do anything to him because the other people that they got to use to get Trump actually out of office, the shit, mostly Republicans. Yeah, it's not going to get past the Senate. The Senate, it's mostly Republicans. They're not going to get Trump out of there. So people are celebrating, and I want to know what black people are celebrating for. And I'm not a fan of Trump or the Democrats. But what are you celebrating for? What are you celebrating for? Is this a win for you? How does this impact black people? So we have to look at it from that standpoint. I want to know how it's going to impact us. It doesn't impact us one way or another. You got to be real with that. It doesn't really impact. It doesn't change a damn thing for us. See, we shouldn't trip when plantation owners are fighting with each other. You understand? Black folks, don't you get all celebratory because of plantation owners fighting with each other. That's all it is. It's a plantation owner battle. Neither one is really benefiting or helping us. This is nothing that we need to celebrate, and the Democrats are going to run with this. This is going to be their platform. They're going to run around talking about how bad Trump is, and yay, yay, we impeached him, yay, 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 and nothing else. So how does this impact us? No way. It doesn't do anything. I'm not really excited about this. This does not change the fact that foundational black Americans, we still need those tangibles. See, the Democrats are going to use this as a big old distraction and a big old smokescreen to not talk about our tangibles. We still need those tangibles. And let's be very clear. The pushback from this will fall on black Americans. It always falls back on us. Because I've seen videos of some of these Trump supporters running around talking about, hey, if Trump gets out of office, if they take him out of office, we're going to start committing violence. It's going to be a civil war. A lot of these Trump supporters, these white militia groups, a lot of these people are talking that civil war talk. And by civil war, they mean they're going to just start outright attacking us. That's what they're talking about. They're just going to start going ham on us. They've always done that. The white supremacists always target us when they have little spats between themselves. They start taking it out on us. When they had the draft riots, when white people got drafted into the Civil War, the white people in New York started just attacking random innocent black people for nothing because they were mad. You know, they stay on code with theirs. And by the way, everybody, can y'all hit the like button before I forget? Hit that like button, ladies and gentlemen. Hit the like button. Hit the like button and hit the subscribe button if you have not subscribed already. We have almost 120,000 subscribers. Let's get over that hump. Hit that subscribe button. Hit that like button, ladies and gentlemen. But like I said, these white supremacists, are talking about committing violence and all this stuff, and they'll take that out on us. So we got to be careful, because the Democrats are not going to protect us if we're out here getting attacked by these violent white supremacists, which is what happened under Obama. See, the white supremacists couldn't get to Obama, so they had to get to us. And Obama didn't do anything but turn his back and start whistling like he doesn't see anything. And let me tell you something. They're trying to get Obama back into the mix now. They're trying to ingratiate him back into black society. I saw a video that the Democrats have obviously put together. It's a very fake-ass video of a black family at a golf course in Hawaii, and Obama walked up to the family and started kissing their baby. And it's staged as hell. It's staged as hell. They're trying to make it look like some kind of organic grassroots thing. It's very staged. The so-called woman who did it, she just put her page up a couple of days ago on Twitter, and she tweeted that out. So this is clearly the Democrats orchestrating this stuff. The page is fake, and the woman on the page ain't even the woman in the video. It's real funny style. So we got to watch stuff like that. We got to watch this kind of stuff. But this will actually, this impeachment, this will help get Trump elected again, because this is making his supporters circle their wagons. Their leader and savior is being attacked now by those evil liberals. So now, you know, they're going to round up the posse and support Trump even more. We got to understand, we got a country full of suspected white supremacists out there. We underestimate the level of white supremacy out here in this country. You dig? So they're going to galvanize around Trump, and this is going to be the fuel to get him reelected. So these white supremacists are not playing games. This is going to work to his advantage. And again, it has no real impact on us whatsoever. Yeah, they just gave him more ammo. He's going to run on the, hey, look, I'm trying to get rid of the liberals who are bringing this country down, and look at how desperate they are. These white supremacists are going to galvanize around Trump, and he's going to win again for 2020. Oh, they're going to make a comeback heavy. The Tea Party, yes, they are going to make a heavy comeback. So again, black folks, this is nothing that you need to get bent out of shape about or celebrate. Because the Democrats still, not only are they not trying to give us our tangibles, they are actively trying to undermine us and prioritize everything else over foundational black Americans. Family, did y'all hear the story about a dude who's going to jail for 16 years for burning an LGBT flag? I want to say this is in Kansas somewhere. I think it is. I'm not sure. I might be wrong on that. Somebody might be able to help me on that. But this dude burned an LGBT flag. He didn't hurt nobody, didn't kill nobody, didn't beat up nobody. He burned an LGBT flag, which is a symbolic flag. It's not even the flag of a country. And they gave this dude 16 years in Iowa. Thank you, guys, in Iowa. They gave this guy 16 years because they said that was a hate crime. So they're using civil rights laws that they won't even enforce for us to enforce and prioritize symbols. Not even other. I can't even say other people. Symbols of other people. A dude got 16 years for burning an LGBT flag, and Amber Geiger got 10 years for killing an innocent man in his house. You understand what these white supremacists are all about? They're prioritizing everything over us. See, this is why we got to be codified as foundational Black Americans, and we got to stand strong on our codes, because see, they're throwing all the symbolic nothing burgers at us. On The View, they had that sister who did that 1619 project with the New York Times. They had her on The View, and they had Boris Kodjoe on The View with her. So now, a lot of these folks are doing this whole thing where they're talking about these going to Ghana, the year of return, and now they want to talk about African history. That's cool to a certain degree, but we got to watch that, because look, we've talked about African history in all the Hidden Colors films. So when they come around trying to talk about African history and Ghana and the slave quarters and all that stuff in the Elmina Castle, see, we got to watch that, because see, we're foundational Black Americans, and we don't need them to try to other us. See, this is our ancestral homeland. See, we got to own that, and we got to prioritize that. And that's not to denigrate African culture or African society and our African lineage, but we're foundational Black Americans. We've been here for half a millennium. We've been here for 500 plus years, documented. So the white supremacists, they're sending a lot of celebrities out there to Ghana, places like that, for the year of return talk. And that's cool to a certain degree, but we got to watch that. We got to watch that. We got to watch that, because they'll be like, instead of us giving you your tangibles, why don't we go send you back home? Don't you want to go back home to Wakanda? Don't you want to go back home to your motherland? See, they'll try to play that game on us. We got to be very careful with that. And I know T.I. was there, which is cool. My man Boyce was there, which was cool. They were doing good things on there. And I'm not saying we shouldn't go and we shouldn't. I love going over there. But when the white supremacists are trying to prioritize that, we got to watch them. We got to watch them. Now, I'm going to play a clip from The View, and notice the lady, that Nicole lady from the New York Times, she was using the word foundational. See, this is why we got to push these terms and let the mainstream people catch on to them. She's using the term foundational a lot. You understand? This is why it's important for us to set the narrative and push it out there so that everybody else will catch on and start saying it. But we got to watch when they'll say, use some of our words and some of our terms, and then they'll try to flip it into something else. So we got to watch it. We got to watch it. But this is a clip from The View. I think this came on today or yesterday, but this is Nicole Hannah Jones.
About the Mayflower, which lands in 1620, but almost no Americans had heard about the White Lion, which landed in 1619. Mm-hmm. Because one story was about freedom, which we love, and the other story was about slavery, which we don't. And I felt that slavery is just as foundational to America's any ship or anything that happened after that. It becomes foundational to our economic, political, cultural, and legal systems, but it's treated as marginal because it's a history that doesn't glorify the United States, and so we're very uncomfortable with it. So realizing that the 400th anniversary was approaching, and that this anniversary was likely going to pass in most households with no notice, no acknowledgement, it just seemed like a tremendous opportunity to not just talk about the past, but to show the ways that all across American life today, we are still living with that legacy.
Okay, now we got to watch it. So they'll use some of our words, and then they'll just start talking this truth and reconciliation stuff. But this is important because they listen to us. They listen to us. And this is why we have to beat the drum, and we have to use these terms, and we have to define things. This is why it's very important for us to define who we are and the terms that we use. Now, later on in this, they asked about reparations, and this Nicole Hannah Jones deflected and, Boris, I'll let you handle that. And I don't know why they let Boris talk about some damn reparations, because Boris is not a foundational black American at all. That brother, and Boris is cool. I ain't got a problem with Boris, but Boris is, ain't he German and Ghanaian? His mom is German and his dad is from Ghana or something like that? So why they got him talking about reparations and then Boris started nigger babbling? He started babbling and he wasn't really saying nothing. So check it.
Black problem. This isn't a white problem. This is an American problem.
American.
Absolutely.
American.
Exactly.
Problem.
And that so comes across so much.
Yeah.
One of the questions that I ask every single presidential candidate that has come here, and I've gotten flack for it, but I talk about reparations. Mm-hmm. And this summer there was a congressional hearing on reparations. Will it happen?
Do you want to take that?
Well, I think that.
You, now. The Hannah lady got very uncomfortable, the Nicole lady. You want to take that? So she didn't want to touch on that. Her white bosses, I guess they wouldn't let her talk about that. That's a little too heavy.
A single presidential candidate that has come here, and I've gotten flack for it, but I talk about reparations. Mm-hmm. And this summer there was a congressional hearing on reparations.
Okay, that was nothing. That was a horse and pony show. See, they love to bring up that congressional bullshit. Reparations hearing, that was a horse and pony circus. So they want to use that nothing burger to say, hey, look, we talked about it. We had a congressional hearing about it. No, y'all didn't. That was a farce. That was a farce.
Will it happen?
Do you want to take that?
Well, I think that any dialogue about reparations has to start with the recognizing of the crime, recognizing of the facts, recognizing that it actually happens, right?
Oh, Lord. Boris shouldn't speak on this. Boris shouldn't be speaking on this, and they put it to him, and he's uncomfortable. He don't know what to say. It's a yes or no question. He just, hey, yeah, black folks who descended to slaves from slavery should get reparations, but no, I don't want to offend white folks.
The fact that enslaved Africans were brutalized, were put to work in order to create a huge fortune for those who benefited from the slave trade, which was a systematic mechanism, mm-hmm. right? That was the foundation of the disproportionate generational wealth that we have today.
Right.
So when people say, well, you know, hundreds of years ago, I wasn't alive. It's very important to make the distinction, say, look, you weren't alive, but yes, you benefit but from.
That's it.
The foundation that was laid hundreds of years ago.
And other people don't.
And other people suffer from the effects of slavery.
You have to come back and chronicle this.
That's a yes or no question. Damn. People start talking around and they get nervous because you don't want to offend white people. Look, damn that. We got to get off this thing where niggas are scared to offend the white people. Yeah, we need reparations. Yeah, should we get reparations? Yes. You know, some people believe that, well, it was a long time ago. Well, the money is not a long time ago. All the wealth and the resources are still here. We want ours. It's real simple. It's real simple. Let's stop being scared. Yeah, we need that paper. Well, the Holocaust was a long time ago, too. People still get money. The Native Americans getting thrown off their reservations was a long time ago. They still get money. So, no, we need ours, too. We just got to be blunt with it, man. Let's stop being scared and just be blunt with it. Damn who you're going to offend. I really wish black folks get off this thing where you scared to offend white people. God damn. Just say what needs to be said. Whenever I go on TV, niggas be so scared for me. Oh, Lord, you going to go up there to Fox News? They going to kill you, baby. No, they not. Just tell them what you feel. Tell them what the damn business is. Let them know what's popping. Good Lord. Because, see, we get into this mindset. We get around white folks, and all of a sudden, it's plantation time. We got a real bad habit of that. We need to get that plantation bug out of our system. Too many black folks with it. No matter how much money you get around white people, and all of a sudden, it's banjo time. Niggas get scared. That's why we got these billion-dollar mammies out here, Oprah and all these folks. And speaking of Oprah, you know, I spoke on Oprah the other day, talking about how she's about to do this documentary about Russell Simmons and all of these other pedophiles that she has put on her show and all these other folks. who she's connected with, the Harvey Weinsteins and all these folks. So a lot of people, me, others, 50 Cent, a lot of people are calling her out because she's basically protecting white daddies. That's all Oprah is doing. And because there is a pushback against Oprah doing these documentaries attacking Michael, R. Kelly, black men, she's prioritizing black men for white zaddy. I guess the white media thought they were going to fight back a little bit. And on Vox, V-O-X, the website Vox, they got one of their mammies, another mammy named Shanita Hubbard. I don't think she's a full foundational black American. You know, they get these little immigrant mammy Sambos. So she wrote an article. They commissioned her to write an article. Be very clear. Her white bosses commissioned her. So they use their Negro writers to hide behind. So this week she wrote an article saying 50 Cent, Oprah, and the silencing of black women survivors. Here they go with the shea butter talk. Here they go with the shea butter talk. So the article says 50 Cent, he wants his 25 million Instagram followers to know that Oprah Winfrey is going after black men. After it was announced that Oprah will be executive producing a documentary about the sexual misconduct allegations against Russell Simmons. The rapper 50 called her out for choosing Russell as the subject of her new project and not white movie producer Harvey Weinstein. And let's be clear, the producers of this documentary that's going after Russell, it was initially supposed to be about Harvey Weinstein. Let's be very clear. The initial documentary was supposed to be about Harvey Weinstein. Okay? So her article goes on to say, Russell Simmons, who's been accused by more than 10 women of sexual assault and harassment and rape, also created a lengthy Instagram post defending himself. This blatant cyberbullying by 50 Cent and the public pressure tactic implemented by Simmons isn't surprising, especially for those of us who noticed the deafening silence in the hip hop community when the Me Too movement revealed decades of misconduct in Hollywood and politics. As a black woman living in America who can barely recall a time where hip hop wasn't the love of my life, I am painfully aware of how a culture I value so deeply can create an atmosphere that fosters sexual violence against the women who helped birth it. By painting Oprah as the harmful party in the community, 50 is sending a dangerous message. Publicly aligning with those who seek accountability from powerful black men will face consequences, as though the black men who allegedly perpetrated the violence are worthy of greater protection. This is the same sentiment heard during the release of Surviving R. Kelly earlier this year. Now, listen to this part here. The so-called Kelly supporters created First Them to seemingly imply that before black men like Kelly are held responsible, the world should first seek accountability from powerful white men who are alleged sexual offenders. It's the sort of logic that begs the question, are these First Them men interested in any form of restorative justice for survivors of sexual violence, or are they seeking a world where black men are able to harm women with impunity at the same rate as white men? That's such a mammy-ass, bedwench-ass argument. That's their go-to argument. When you hear that goat, when they say, well, y'all black men, all y'all want to do, y'all want to be able to harm women with impunity just like white daddy. That's such a mammy-ass argument. How dare y'all try to be like white daddy? You can't be like white daddy. I got to protect white daddy. You're trying to be like white daddy. But the problem is y'all ain't doing nothing to white daddy. You're protecting white daddy. So she mentioned First Them in the article, and it labeled First R. Kelly supporters, because we want the same priority of all predators should get the same treatment. You should not get protected because you're white. You shouldn't be able to sit out here and just blatantly rape and violate people and you get a pass because you're white. and these mammies are out here protecting white daddy. That's all they do. Their job is to protect white daddy. Notice nowhere in these articles do they say, well, yeah, we need to start prioritizing Weinstein and let's put white daddy in jail. They never say that. None of them talk about putting white daddy in jail. It's always, well, y'all just trying to be like white daddy. Y'all just hating on black women. Y'all don't want to see, y'all want to see black women. Oprah don't give a shit about no damn black women. Go look at her school out there in South Africa and see how the black women are being treated. All them rape allegations out there. If we want to talk about some damn black women. People, you got a right to criticize Oprah. We don't give a shit about no black women. The Michael Jackson accusers that Oprah's protecting, they ain't black women. Those are two white men who's been caught in so many lies, it's ridiculous. Michael Jackson accusers are not black women. Oprah's a zaddy protector. Speaking of black women, like I said on my last broadcast Sunday, it was a black woman who mentioned Oprah and Harvey Weinstein. She said Harvey took advantage of her sexually. You don't hear nothing about that black woman. Where's Oprah and Tarana Burke and all these people? They don't give a shit about no damn black women. They try to hide behind black women. It's the black girls. It's the black girl. I'm out here for the black girls. You don't give a shit about no black girls. You don't do anything for them. Your job is to protect white daddy. There's a black girl now who's 19 who is being sex trafficked. Her name is Crystal Kaiser. This white man was up here sex trafficking a bunch of black girls. See, when I keep telling y'all all these sex trafficking stories, these sex trafficking rings, it's these white dudes that's doing it. See, they're desperately trying to make black people the face of these sex trafficking rings. It's these white dudes that's doing it, snatching up these girls. So this white man, I think he's in Kansas. That's the one in Kansas. He's somewhere in the Midwest. And this black girl, she was underage, and he was sex trafficking her, and she ended up killing his ass. He kept trying to rape her, so she killed his ass and burned his house down. So she's facing life in prison right now. Where the hell is Oprah and Tarana Burke? They ain't gonna go after Zaddy. And this dude, I mean, they found all types of money. He lived in a little dilapidated house, but he had like $500,000 in a bank account. He had millions of dollars of transactions showing that this dude, he was a known pedophile. They had him in jail at one point and then let him go with no bail because most of his victims were little underage black girls raping black girls on camera. Look this up, man. Where's Oprah and all of these I love the black girls? Where they at? They not going to go after Zaddy. They're not going after Zaddy. They're not going after that white boy out there in North Carolina who was laying up with 600 black girls underage, giving them AIDS. Where's the documentary on that? Where's Oprah and Tarana for that? It's 600 black girls who are victims of this dude and not a damn peep. They won't go after Zaddy for nothing. Their job is to protect Zaddy. And you should be called out. Yes, people see you for the mammies and the bed wenches you are. You dig? And speaking of these fake sex trafficking, did y'all see the story about the chick up there in New York who faked her own kidnapping? What was her name? Her last name was Sanchez. What was her name? Her first name was Coral, something. It started with a K. I can't think of her first name. But there was a surveillance video of her getting snatched in a car by her. She was with her mama. Yeah, Carol. Carol Sanchez. And when I saw the name and I saw the story, I said, okay, this ain't us. We ain't got shit to do with this. Foundation of Black Americans ain't got nothing to do with this. Nothing to do with this whatsoever. And when I saw the story, it looked very suspicious. So they snatched this chick up. They conveniently had everything on video. They snatched her up, threw her in a car. Then she showed back up later that day and said she faked her kidnapping because she didn't want to go back to Honduras with her mama. Then there was another story about her. She wanted to run off with her boyfriend who was 23. Now she's supposed to be 16. This girl looks old as hell. She looks every bit of 35, and her mama, I don't know how old her mama is. Her mama looks like she's 70. So there's a lot of stuff about that story that don't seem right, because that kind of reminds me, and a lot of folks are comparing it to the Juicy Smollett story. They're comparing it to Juicy Jussie. They're comparing it to him. And we got to watch some of these stories, because a lot of this stuff might be orchestrated by bigger powers in order to push a certain agenda. A lot of this stuff is pushed by the bigger powers to push a certain agenda. When I was talking to Judge Joe Brown, we talked about how the Jussie Smollett case, yeah, we found out it was a farce, but while the story was going on, they were using that to push legislation for LGBTs to get civil rights protections. Immediately after that Jussie Smollett thing happened, they started throwing some civil rights shit for LGBT protections right in there. So even if the story blows up, which it did, it ended up falling apart, you still got that legislation out there. You understand? So this case with this girl getting thrown in a car and all that, that kind of smells like that. Is this somebody trying to orchestrate something to get some kind of law passed, some kind of bill passed, and it just backfired? It didn't turn out the way it should have turned out? Because something, just a lot of stuff about that looked very strange. Her excuse, she didn't want to go to Honduras, so she faked the kidnapping. What the hell does that mean? That don't make no sense. So what were you going to do, just hide out with some fake kidnappers? Hell, you could have just ran away from home. Why would you do that? If you didn't want to go to Honduras, you run the fuck away. What are you talking about? That made no sense. And the fact that they caught everything so conveniently on surveillance video, but they didn't give out the license plate number. Because if they got all this stuff on surveillance video, you got the license plate number. How come they haven't released the name of the person who owns the car? How come they didn't release that name early on? See, I felt the same way when Shitty Cuz, after he killed my brother Nipsey, there's surveillance cameras all over that place over there. At the Fat Burgers, over there, at the gas station over there, the Taco Bell over there by Nipsey's shop, the bank across the street. There's surveillance cameras all on Crenshaw and Slauson. And they act like they didn't know what car it was. Everybody in the hood knew who did it. But they didn't give out Shitty Cuz's name until a couple of days. So you got to watch that. When a crime like that, when a brazen crime like that happens and they don't give out all the details, you can find out who did the crime just by running the license plate and find out who the car is registered to. See, little stuff like that, I look into it. What are they trying to orchestrate here? Are they trying to get some laws, some sex trafficking laws, and use black people as the face? Because again, in New York, they were trying to get that street harassment garbage going on, and they were going to use black men as the face of that. Are they trying to get these new stop and frisk type laws using black men as the face of sex trafficking? What are they trying to do? See, we've got to ask questions about this type of stuff. Are they trying to say, hey, look, this girl wanted to stay away from Honduras so badly she was willing to fake her own kidnapping? This is why we need to justify giving undocumented immigrants licenses, which is what they're doing now. They're giving out driver's licenses to all of these undocumented immigrants now. They're prioritizing everybody over us. Yeah, the catcalling law. See, they're prioritizing a lot of people over us. That's black folks. Do y'all know how many cases I got for not having a valid license back in the day? Now they giving people, you can just waltz over here with no documents and get you a license? Boy, they're prioritizing everybody over us. And again, in certain states, from what I understand, you can vote just if you have a license. And understand this, if you have a license, you can get other documents. If you have a driver's license, it's nothing for you to get other types of documents to really make yourself legit and you can become a registered voter. So now they're actively trying to undermine us by giving these other people a fast track to get licenses, all of these undocumented immigrants, so that they can undermine us. See, they're trying to get their own little voting block going on now. See, they're trying to create a little voting block right now. The voting year is about to come up, and they got all these people that they're rushing to get licenses to. Yeah, so they're trying to get a little voting block popping because they know that we ain't rocking with the Democrats or the Republicans and we're not getting our tangibles. You dig? And truth be told, a lot of these immigrants, they're going to start voting Republican. Once they get over here, they get on the coon train. So this is why we got to stay on top of our game and stay on top of our square. And speaking of Nipsey, y'all know Chris Darden, the lawyer, was representing Shitty Cuz, and then he stopped because he got so many threats. Well, now Christopher Darden has popped his head up again. Now he's representing the racist LGBT white man who's suspected of being a serial killer, Ed Buck, whose apartment is a death trap for black men. This man preyed on black men. Multiple black men ended up dead or harmed in his apartment. He's in jail, so he got Chris Darden to represent him. There's a reason why they keep getting Chris Darden for these cases where black men have died, black men are involved. Chris Darden has been a coon since the 90s, guys. We've always known Chris Darden was a coon. And Chris Darden, let me tell y'all something. The reason why they keep wheeling Chris Darden out, see, law enforcement, they helped to orchestrate this. He's clicked in with law enforcement. He was their guy. They're orchestrating all this stuff as a thumb in the face of black people in L.A. because they're still salty over the O.J. trial. See, they got Chris Darden and they put him on the trial as the prosecutor to hide the racism of the LAPD and the law enforcement within Los Angeles. They put him, he was supposed to be their token Negro they can hide their racism behind. And what happened was Johnny Cochran tore him a new asshole and tore the rest of LAPD a new asshole. And they've been salty ever damn since. They've been salty ever since. So this is why they keep wheeling Chris Darden out to thumb their noses at black people. They think they're getting like a little low-key revenge on us for him getting his ass toe up back in the 90s. The white supremacists, they don't like taking an L. They don't like taking an L at all. And they took a major L with Johnny Cochran spanking them on live television the way he did. They despise Johnny Cochran and they despise him to this day. You understand? So rest in power to our brother, Johnny Cochran. But again, we got to stay on top of our game. Just understand this whole Trump impeachment thing. It's a nothing burger. It doesn't really impact us one way or another. We shouldn't get into celebratory actions. We need to stay on our square about our tangibles. Foundational Black Americans are going to prioritize our needs, the needs of our children, the needs of our family, our tangibles. That's what we're going to prioritize. We're going to prioritize our families and everything that we need to get. It is our time. It's Foundational Black America's time right now. Speaking of family, what's that basketball player whose wife was praying for him and his side chick? J.R. Smith. What team does J.R. Smith play for? I got to touch on that for a minute. Oh, Lord. Ladies, ladies, would you pray for you and your man's side piece? J.R. Smith, the basketball player, he's allegedly messing with this sister from the, what show is she on, Aquaman or something? Is he retired? Okay. Now, from what I understand, his wife got on social media praying, just real extra as hell. She's all praying. And then he said, wait a minute, we separated. Me and her, we've been separated for a minute. I don't know why she on here showing out. The Flash. Okay, I thought it was Aquaman. I don't know none of them shows, but you know, the wife was praying, oh, Lord Jesus, Lord. She's all extra dramatic. Niggas are so dramatic. Y'all women so goddamn dramatic. And a lot of folks kind of felt bad for her. Then the brothers felt bad a little bit until they saw the side piece. Like, God damn. Oh, you knocking that down, bro? Oh, the brothers were like, oh, shit, that's kind of sad, but damn it, I understand. Her name is Candace Patton. That's a fine motherfucker, ain't she? Shit. Okay. When you see her, you're like, oh, okay. Well, shit. I'm going to say a little prayer, too. Oh, she's fine as hell. She's fine in a motherfucker. Yeah, she's a fine one. And the wife is attractive. That's a beautiful sister. The wife, she's fine, too. But where's the wife from? Sounds like she has a Baltimore accent. Where's the wife from? Let me play a clip of the wife praying for for JR. She's so extra. Black folks, we can be so dramatic. Ladies, y'all so damn dramatic sometimes. You know, y'all so extra. She's up here praying. It sounds like a damn Tyler Perry play. Where is it? Hold on. Where is this woman praying for? Oh, here it is. This is J.R. Smith's wife. Where is she? Is she from Baltimore? She sounds like she's from Baltimore. She's from Jersey? Okay. This is her praying for J.R. and his side piece. Hold on.
God, I would like to lift my husband up and ask you, Lord Father God, to please just cover him with your blood, Lord Father God. Cam your angels around him, Lord Father God.
Oh, Lord. Black folks, y'all so dramatic. So she's sitting in the car with a hat that says, I love you. Just pipish as hell. She's sitting in the car running, and she's up here praying. Hold on.
I ask in the mighty name of Jesus that you go to him where he is right now, and you shake him up, God. Lord. You shake him up and you stir him up, Lord Father God, and you give him the strength that he needs to carry on to get through to another day, Father God. I ask that wherever he is broken, God, that you fix him, that you heal him, Lord, because only you can do it.
So damn dramatic.
God, I am asking you, Lord Father God, as your servant.
Oh, this is the Tyler Perry play now.
To please help and heal my husband, Lord Father God, and please forgive him for he know not what he do. I ask grace, Lord Father God, and mercy over his life, Lord Father God. Lord Father God, I dispatch my angels to him right now, wherever he is, Lord Father God, to give him the strength and the courage to know that he is good enough to get through to another day.
Oh.
Father God, whatever hurt and pain that he has experienced in his past, Lord Father God, please let him know that that does not define his future.
No, where's the part where she's praying for Candace? Hold
I
on.
Ask, Lord
hold
Father
on.
God,
wait, let me go to the part where she's praying for Candace. Hold on.
All of this foolishness, God, just please protect her, Lord Father God. Please keep us, Lord Father.
Oh, wait.
My daughter, in the midst of all of this foolishness, God, just please protect her, Lord Father God.
Oh, God.
Wait, please keep us, Lord Father God. We are all hurting. Everybody is hurting. Not just me, but my husband, he's hurting. And Candace, Lord Father God, she's hurting. I pray, Lord Father God, for Candace.
You know your side piece is fine when your wife got to pray some spirits off of her.
Is that you please just mend her heart, Lord Father God, for her to go out here, Lord Father God, and seek a married man. Father God, I just pray that you...
This is such a Tyler Perry play.
Lord Father God, through all of this, Lord Father God, I lift her up, Lord Father God.
If this was the play, then you'll see JR walking by the car singing.
God, wherever she is broken, to heal her broken heart, Lord Father God, and let her know at the end of the day, it is you that can fill all voids, Lord Father God. You are the only one that can fill any and all voids in our lives, Lord Father God.
Father, can you hear me? I need your love today. I know that you are listening. I seem to lose my way. Father, can you hear me? I need Candace with me. Father, I need you! I need you here. Father, can you hear me? I need your love today. You know your love is here, Lord, each and every way. Then Candace coming to church. This is so goddamn dramatic. Shit. Oh, this is a Tyler fucking Perry play. Oh, God. So damn dramatic. Praying for side pieces. Shit. Anyway, Lord. Anyway, y'all, I got to get out of here, man. Anyway, guys, go get Hidden Colors 5 at HiddenColorsFilm.com. HiddenColorsFilm.com, you can download and stream Hidden Colors 5 right now. Get your Foundational Black American shirts. By the way, guys, the Foundational Black American Conference, we look like we got a venue in Atlanta. We have to confirm everything. I'm going to keep folks posted. I don't want to say what it is, but yeah, one of the venues that we were kind of going back and forth with, they might be working with us. So I think that might be covered. We might have that knocked out. Hopefully by next week. I know it's a holiday and all that, but look like we got the venue straight for Atlanta. That's going to be popping for the Foundational Black American Conference that's happening in June, ladies and gentlemen. So you guys stay tuned for that. 2020, man, is what? Only a few days away, man. 2020 is only a few days away. Anyway, man, y'all have a great weekend. I'm going to talk to you guys on Sunday's broadcast. Y'all have a great weekend.